Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Ciao Matteo.
Ciao Katie.
Come stai?
Bene, bene. E tu?
All good, but I'm a bit hot, to be honest. What?
It's just that when you translate these literally to Italian, it means I'm horny.
È vero. It's true. To avoid making this mistake in Italian, we actually have to say I have hot.
Ho caldo.
Actually, there are quite a few phrases like this. So in this episode, you'll learn 7 moments where you need to say I have in Italian instead of I am, like you normally would in English, to avoid making embarrassing mistakes. There are lots of situations where Italians use I have or, but in English we say I am. Another example is age.
Yes, it's true. In fact, Italians often make this mistake the other way around. For example, we say, I have 40 years.
Yeah, because in Italian we have our age. So we say, ho 40 anni.
It's a topic that's tricky for everyone.
In fact, we actually already covered this topic back in episode 74, but it's one that keeps coming up and there are a few more common ones that are worth learning. So we thought we'd revisit it.
What other ones are there?
Well, how about we listen to a typical conversation with a few examples?
Okay.
As you're listening, pay special attention to when you hear or, I have, or I, you have. Uff, ho caldo.
Allora apro la finestra.
In realtà ho sete.
Ecco, un bicchiere d'acqua.
Ma forse ho fame.
Ok, cuciniamo qualcosa?
No, no, ho sonno.
Hai caldo? Hai sete? Hai fame? Hai sonno? Altro? No, 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 non dire niente. Ho paura.
Ok, so breaking that down line by line, I said.
Uff, ho caldo.
Ugh, I'm hot. Literally.
Ho.
I have.
Caldo.
Heat. Here's another example of the phrase we heard at the beginning of the episode. To say I'm hot in Italian, we literally say I have heat.
Ho caldo.
This expression works the same way for cold. Cold is freddo. In Italian, we have it. So how would you say I'm cold? Literally, I have cold.
Ho freddo.
Next, Matteo said.
Allora apro la finestra.
Well, I'll open the window. Literally.
Allora.
Well.
Apro.
I open.
La finestra.
The window. Then I said.
In realtà, ho sete.
Actually, I'm thirsty. Literally.
In realtà.
In reality,
o
I have
sete.
Thirst. And here's another thing we have in Italian. We don't say I'm thirsty, we say I have thirst.
O sete.
Luckily, Matteo is an attentive partner and he brought me over a glass of water.
Ecco, un bicchiere d'acqua.
Here, a glass of water. Literally.
Ecco.
Here.
Un bicchiere.
A glass.
Di
of
acqua.
Water. So before you heard ho sete, literally I have thirst. There's a similar expression that you might already know. I said it in the next phrase.
Ma forse ho fame.
But maybe I'm hungry. Literally.
Ma.
But.
Forse.
Maybe.
O.
I have.
Fame.
Hunger. So the takeaway here, to think like an Italian, is to imagine that every time you want to say I'm thirsty or I'm hungry, you're really going to say, I have thirst and I have hunger. Interestingly, we can say it like that in English too sometimes. For example, to have a real thirst for something or to have insatiable hunger. The only difference is that in Italian, this is the normal everyday way to say it. So, ho fame, I'm hungry. Matteo tries to solve this problem too by suggesting we cook.
Okay, cuciniamo qualcosa.
Okay, shall we cook something? Literally.
Cuciniamo.
We cook.
Qualcosa.
Something. But then I said.
No, ho sonno.
No, I'm sleepy. Literally.
Ho.
I have.
Sonno.
Sleep. Here's another expression with have in Italian. We don't say I am sleepy. Instead, we say I have sleep.
Ho sonno.
Notice the double N in sonno. S-O-N-N-O. Double letters in Italian are nice and long. To draw them out like Italians do, you almost have to imagine a little pause in the middle. Try to say sonno. Kind of pausing between the two ends. Sonno.
Sonno. Sonno. Sonno.
Next, Matteo says,
Hai caldo, hai sete, hai fame, hai sonno. Altro?
You're hot, you're thirsty, you're hungry, you're sleepy. Anything else? Literally,
Hai.
You have.
Caldo.
Heat.
Hai.
You have.
Sete.
Thirst.
Hai.
You have.
Fame.
Hunger.
Hai.
You have.
Sonno.
Sleep.
Altro.
Other. Here we've got the you have form, I.
Hai.
You'll most often hear this in questions. For example, are you hungry? Literally, you have hunger.
Hai fame.
Coming back to our dialogue, Matteo is losing patience now. So after saying altro, anything else, he decides it's best not to wait for an answer.
No, 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 no. Non dire niente. Ho paura.
No, no, no. Don't say anything. I'm scared. Literally.
Non.
Not.
Dire.
To say.
Niente.
Nothing.
Ho.
I have.
Paura.
Fear. So when you're afraid or scared in Italian, you're really saying that you have fear.
Yeah, exactly. Also really important, all the vowel sounds of paura.
Yeah, so it's not paura, but really emphasizing the vowels.
Paura.
So let's review our phrases with have. Remember how to say I'm 40? Literally, I have 40 years.
Ho 40 anni.
I'm hot. I have hot.
Ho caldo.
I'm cold. I have cold.
Ho freddo.
I'm hungry. I have hunger.
Ho fame.
I'm thirsty. I have thirst.
Ho sete.
I'm sleepy. Literally, I have sleep.
Ho sonno.
I'm afraid. I have fear.
Ho paura.
Perfetto. Let's listen to the whole dialogue one more time. Uff, ho caldo.
Allora apro la finestra.
In realtà, ho sete.
Ecco, un bicchiere d'acqua.
Ma forse ho fame.
Ok, cuciniamo qualcosa?
No. Ho sonno.
Hai caldo, hai sete, hai fame, hai sonno. Altro? No, 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 no. Non dire niente. Ho paura.
So whether you have 18 years or 80 years, we hope you're feeling more confident about using these phrases with have in Italian. To learn more expressions which follow this pattern, see everything written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz, head over to our website by clicking the link in the description.
Or you can go to jovlanguages.com/Italian podcast and search for episode 90.
See you next time, or as we say in Italian,
Alla prossima!